Welcome to the Sportscast, August 17th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. And if you are on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and review. We're also on your smart speaker, favorite smart speaker. Just say play Sportscast. We're there. Also, visit our website, thesportscast.net, and our Twitter, thesportscast1, also our Instagram. NFL preseason has begun. It's been a week already. Teams are getting warmed up. They're gelling. They're seeing the rosters. And today, we're going to talk about the New York Jets AFC East team and a man that we've had before. It's been a while. Matt O'Leary, welcome back.
Thanks again for having me. Really appreciate it.
So, Matt, tell us your update. What have you been up to with content these days?
Yeah, a lot of prep for the upcoming season. It's always a busy time as you're going through training camp and the start of preseason games. And unfortunately, with the Jets, there's been some injuries. So it's been a lot of, okay, well, now this player's hurt. What's next kind of a thing? And, you know, kind of just getting ready for the season here.
And I see you're a writer at Odds Checker US. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I cover sports gambling for them. Not really making picks, but more so of a, you know, like this team has an X percentage to win, or, you know, this team is heavily favored or heavily backed pick by the public. Kind of just looking at the lens of sports gambling and writing. So I've been there for about a year and I love it.
Yes, sports gambling has been growing in the States quite a lot, and definitely seeing some more stuff growing with Barstool and other companies as well. All right, so let's get into the heart, the mix of things with the Jets. Yesterday, Zach Wilson had surgery procedure done. It was an arthroscopic knee surgery. He had the injury last week in a preseason game. Matt, tell us the update on that.
Yeah, I feel like it was a best case scenario kind of thing for the Jets here with the news that they got. It's going to be the original timeline, probably about 2 to 4 weeks. Week one, it seems up in the air right now. But if, you know, if he's not able to go, it'll be at some point early in the season, which is great when you consider that on Friday night when the injury first happened, everyone was reporting that it looked like it was going to be a some kind of season-ending ACL. So for him to only be missing a couple of weeks here, very much so feels like a best case scenario.
Which, by the way, the music you're hearing is from me, from Restream. So don't be alarmed if it's your cell phone or your computer. Yes, so Zach Wilson, he is starting his sophomore season with the Jets. What were your expectations? I mean, what are your expectations for Zach Wilson? Because he is going to play eventually. But after seeing him for year one, I mean, have you seen what you've seen, or are you going to expect more from him, maybe become that all-star level?
Yeah, I definitely think he needs to take a step forward in his development here. You know, he was up and down as a rookie. There were a couple of bright spots, but for the most part, he struggled. But those flashes were exciting, and you hope that he does that a little bit more consistently and hits, you know, where those highs were at the end of last year. He went the last five games without a turnover, which is a great sign for a young quarterback. A lot of times these guys have some interception issues, which he didn't have at the end of the year. You're kind of just, again, hoping that he becomes a little bit more consistent. You see more of like how he played against Tampa Bay. That was probably his best game of the year. The game against Tennessee was another really good one for him. So for me, it's just a matter of consistency and growing from there, taking a step forward.
Wilson suffered a meniscus tear and a bone bruise. They weren't sure until the procedure was going to happen. It was true. So the Jets are going to start Joe Flacco. He is the backup quarterback. Your thoughts, can Joe Flacco get that first win on week one?
It'd be a cool story because it's you know, it would be a revenge game going up against the Baltimore Ravens. He started a game last year for the Jets against Miami. They didn't win that game, but I thought he played pretty well. He threw for, I think, 290 yards and two touchdowns. You know, at this point in his career, he's not, you know, the player he was when Baltimore was going on those deep playoff runs, but I think he's a fine backup where, He still has the arm strength. He has the, you know, the pocket presence to get the ball out quickly. And he might not be, you know, a flashy player, but if you need someone to come in and start a game or two, which is the exact situation that he's probably going to be in this year, then I'm more than comfortable with it. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, Joe Flacco, who led the Ravens to a Super Bowl win a couple years ago, after he got that big fat contract, that's where I saw things going downhill a bit for him. And then, of course, he got demoted, of course, when Lamar Jackson came along, and now he's with the New York Jets. Another rumor that a noise actually came that we were hearing these past couple of days was Jimmy Garoppolo, who the San Francisco who they have allowed him to do some trade talks or open up trade talks with like other teams. 49er that led, you know, this team to a Super Bowl. Beat the Packers last year and almost beat the Rams. Your thoughts on maybe Garoppolo getting traded to the Jets or even if that's possible?
I would say that's probably unlikely, especially because Wilson's only expected to miss maybe a game or two, if that. So if it was a out for the year situation, maybe that's a different conversation, but the Jets really like Joe Flacco a lot. Robert Saleh was talking earlier in training camp and saying that he thinks he could still be a starter in that league, in this league. I think that's maybe a little bit of a stretch, but I again, like I said earlier, I think he's a fine backup. And they also have Mike White, who came in and looked good against the Bengals last year, struggled a little bit after that. But there's two capable quarterbacks on this roster behind Zach Wilson, where I don't think they need to give up a draft asset to trade for Jimmy G. I would say that's probably pretty unlikely.
And plus, you got Mike White, the other quarterback in the roster, just in case, who had a game or two last season, right?
Yeah, against the Cincinnati Bengals, led them to an impressive win, threw for like 400 yards. It was a really fun game. They weren't expecting to win that, or they weren't expected to win that game, and. Yeah, he struggled a little bit after that, but it was a nice flash. And, you know, the Jets feel comfortable with him, too. So, again, I don't think Jimmy G is really a realistic option for this team.
Well, there you go. Jimmy G looking for a team, has not appeared. I don't believe he's been on these preseason games at all. So we'll see what happens. Another big blow for the Jets is Mekhi Becton, who also was placed in injury reserve. What's going on with that?
Yeah, he hurt his knee again. So he's going to be out for the year. It was unfortunate because he missed pretty much all of last year after getting rolled up on in week one. It's a shame. He was, you know, making a comeback. He came back to training camp in really phenomenal shape. Was looking good in training camp and then unfortunately suffers another knee injury. So that's a major question mark going forward. But the Jets were able to respond. They signed Dwayne Brown, who now will slide in at left tackle, and George Fant will move back over to the right tackle. So while it's really a shame that Mekhi Becton went down, their general manager Joe Douglas was proactive to help mitigate those issues of potentially losing a starting tackle and get Brown in here, who's a former Pro Bowler and a pretty good player in himself.
Yes. And Dwayne Brown recently signed a 2-year contract, $22 million deal, includes a $7.8 million signing bonus. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it was a wise decision. They needed another offensive tackle after Mekhi Becton went down with an injury. And, he's pretty good in Seattle last few years. He made the Pro Bowl last year. I think he's a 5-time Pro Bowler. He was an All-Pro about a decade ago. I don't expect him to play at that level, but I think he's more than fine as a starter. They gave him a 2-year deal, so obviously he could potentially come back next year as they look for a potential Mekhi Becton replacement long-term. But I think it was a wise decision to bring him in.
Quite a choice for the Jets. So, Matt, tell us an update of how did you think the Jets did in this offseason? Did they make the moves they needed to do?
Yeah, I really thought they were aggressive on the offensive side of the ball in both free agency and the draft, which is important when you have a young second-year quarterback. In free agency, they went out and added two tight ends in Tyler Conklin and CJ Uzama, who I like both those guys a lot. Tyler Conklin's been a training camp and preseason standout so far. They added Lakin Tomlinson on the offensive line to play left guard, who is familiar with the offensive system that the Jets are running due to his days in San Francisco. He's a good guard in San Fran. And then in the draft, they were very explosive. They drafted Garrett Wilson with the 10th pick, and then they took Breece Hall in the second round, who a lot of people thought he was the best running back in the draft class. So they really went above and beyond to make sure that Zach Wilson's in a good position to succeed with weapons around him.
Also got cornerbacks Sauce Gardner. How much of an impact will he make in the defense?
Yeah, Sauce Gardner on the defense I think is going to be huge for them. He looks the part for sure. He's tall, he's lanky, he can make plays on the ball. He's another one who's had a really good camp so far. And I expect big things from him. At Cincinnati, he didn't allow a touchdown in his entire collegiate career, which is just a crazy stat. I don't know how much longer that's going to continue in the NFL. It's a different game, but he's going to be a good one, I think.
Overall, how would you have graded the Jets and their NFL draft this season? I mean, this year.
Yeah, I gave the Jets an A. I thought they did a lot of really good things. They had three first-round picks. They attacked corner, wide receiver, and edge rusher, which are three really big needs. They were also to land Breece Hall in the second round at running back, which is another, a position that's going to help your young quarterback. They added more depth with Jeremy Ruckert and Max Mitchell and Michael Clemens later in the third and fourth round. So they really did a lot. They filled almost every hole that they had on this team. So it's really hard to complain about that draft. We'll see how it plays out. Obviously, they haven't played a regular season snap yet, but it's really hard not to like what the Jets did in the NFL draft.
Yeah, Jets went aggressive. Fans have been requesting it for a long time to make some changes, and we'll see what happens. One minor move, maybe not minor for me, maybe for Matt. We'll see. Signing Cowboys former kicker Greg Zuerlein. How much of an impact would that be?
He's competing with Eddie Pinheiro right now for the kicking job. It's going to be one of those two guys. I like Greg Zuerlein a lot. I think he has a really strong leg, a stronger leg than Pinheiro. I think he would probably win out between the two, but they haven't really led on who is winning that competition. I think we'll have our answer in a couple of weeks.
We'll see what happens. Coach Salah entering his sophomore season. Matt, what are your expectations for him? Is it a do or die season? Is it, hey, he's probably going to do well, nothing to worry about? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know if I would say do or die right now in year two, just because they're still building in a young team. They definitely need to take a step forward. They can't be another 4-win team again like they were last year. So we need to see progress. But overall, what I've liked from Robert Saleh is he's definitely a player's coach. Guys love playing for him. I think he handles the media well, which in New York is important. I think it matters that you handle the media well. But he needs to, at the same time, he needs to work on some in-game management. I thought at times he wasn't aggressive enough on fourth down and settled for field goals. And I also think there were points where clock management became a little bit of an issue. Obviously, he's a rookie coach, so that's things that you hope he gets better at. But there's reasons to be optimistic about Robert Saleh.
Robert Saleh, definitely optimistic. Matt feels comfortable with him. AFC East, what is your prediction? What order will it be? And where will the Jets be?
Yeah, I think it's hard not to put the Buffalo Bills first. I think they have, if not the best roster in football, one of the three best rosters in football. They are tremendous from top to bottom. I think they run away with this thing. And then really the next three teams, the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Patriots, I think are all going to be somewhere between that 7 and 9 win range. And you can honestly kind of flip a coin for who ends up where. I kind of have them all in a similar spot. I think the Patriots take a little bit of a step back this year. They lost a coordinator. I don't really love that roster. Obviously, the Dolphins, went crazy and went out and got Tyreek Hill, which is going to be great. But I'm not really a big Tua believer. I think he has had an up and down camp so far. So I feel like there's reasons to be optimistic about all those three teams and reasons to be doubtful on those three teams. But I think all of them end up finishing pretty close in that 7 to 9 win range.
So who goes second?
I guess I'll go I'll go Patriots 2, Jets 3, Miami 4.
Wow, you leave Miami last.
Yeah, I think it's all going to be tight, but I think if quarterback's the biggest question mark, then that would be the difference for me.
Let me hear your take on Tua. Let's be honest. Off the record.
I just said I'm not a believer in Tua. I don't think he's the answer. I think Teddy Bridgewater plays at some point this year.
Interesting. Matt O'Leary said it right then. And like he was saying, the Patriots are not there. I mean, he said number two. Their offensive coordinator, they don't have one. Play calling will be called between Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. So I don't know how that's going to look. If it pans out well, then Belichick is the genius.
We'll see.
But if it doesn't, then there's some question marks. A lot of our sportscast contributors say that he should retire. But what do you think? You think his lifespan is a little bit more, or do you think his days are counting down?
I would love for him to retire. He's tortured me for long enough. But I think it's in his blood. I think this is like his 50th year in the league, like something crazy like that. He's been around forever, and he loves it. I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon.
Preseason, couple of games left. What do you want to see from this Jets team in this preseason time? As we have two more games, obviously, you guys are going to play Atlanta and, of course, the New York Football Giants. Your thoughts? What do you want to see in these next two matchups?
Yeah, for me, I'm really looking at, I think the biggest positional battle that I want to see is how the defensive line rotation shakes out. So I think we'll get a better idea on who's going to make this team. Because that's really, to me, that's what the preseason's all about, is you figure out which depth guys you're going to be keeping. So I'm not really too concerned with guys who are projected to start. I think it's just like, don't get injured. That's number one. I hope there's no injuries going forward. But I'm keeping my eye on the defensive line, because they have a really deep defensive line, and they're going to have to cut someone loose, whether it's NFL veteran like Vinnie Curry or Jabari Zuniga, who they drafted in the third round a few years ago. Like, there's some guys on this roster, at the back end of this roster, who, you know, I think would do well on the waiver wire if they were released, which they're going to have to make some difficult decisions. So I think we'll have a better idea for who this coaching staff prefers going forward in the next week or two on the defensive line.
As Matt said, yes, this is a time to just evaluate what you have in your team, which player can make it, any walk-in or anyone from the practice squad, and see what could happen, you know. And it could be surprises. Do you have any dark horse player that could come from out of nowhere and maybe make a splash?
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, this past week, Michael Clemens was probably that guy for the Jets. He's a fourth-round rookie. He had, I believe, 7 pressures. He was really good. I'm also going to say, in addition to Clemens, I'm going to say undrafted free agent rookie running back Zonovan Knight. I think that he had a really nice play on special teams, had a big return that set up a touchdown drive, and I thought he looked good in the running game. He scored a touchdown, so he's probably fighting for that running back 3 spot, but I think as a UDFA, if he comes out and makes the team, I think that'd be big for him. So I'll say Zonovan Knight.
Which New York team will do better, the Giants or the Jets this season?
I think it'll be close, but I'm going to say the Jets have one more win than the Giants. I think you're looking at the Jets at maybe like 7-10 or maybe 8-9. And I think the Giants are like a 6 or 7 win team. I'm not a Daniel Jones guy either. I think maybe Tyrod Taylor even plays at some point this year. So I think they're going to be in a little bit of a rebuild mode with their new GM and new coach very soon.
Matt is bashing Tua and Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Anyone else? I'm kidding.
Who else could we bash? I don't know. Those are just coming out right now.
Which AFC East team, the Jets, will most likely beat them at their home stadium?
I'll say the Patriots. I think they'll get up for that game. I think it's a better matchup. Obviously, the Patriots just lost Malcolm Butler for the season. So cornerback's a little bit of a concern for me for the New England team. And I really like the Jets' wide receivers this year. I think Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore on the outside is going to be a lot of fun. Corey Davis is a good receiver. Braxton Berrios working underneath the slot. So I think they could do some damage against that secondary.
Fantasy, which player will do best for their team?
If there's one guy that I'm targeting for the Jets in fantasy this year, it's Breece Hall. I think he's going to be utilized a lot as both a rusher and out of the backfield as a receiver. I think he's someone who has a really good chance to go over 1,000 rushing yards this year as a rookie. And I think, again, I think you have a young quarterback. He's going to have to check the football down. And he's a good back coming out of the backfield in the passing attack. So he's going to get his touches.
That should be quite interesting. I'm because I usually pick a rookie in my draft, typically towards the end, obviously. And I like to one year I picked Patrick Mahomes. No one knew about him. It was going to be his year starting. I picked him. He won the league for me. So there you go. I don't know if there's going to be a player like that this season. We'll find out. Maybe Breece Hall. I don't know. Sam Darnold versus Baker Mayfield. Who will take the Panthers starting quarterback position there?
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be Baker. Darnold really struggled last year. He started hot out of the gate, and then things kind of fell apart there for him. Injuries are always a factor, unfortunately, with Sam Darnold, but Baker's already proved that he could play quarterback in this league. I think a new place will do him well. Obviously, he was playing injured last year too, playing banged up the rotator cuff. So we'll see how he bounces back. I don't think the Panthers are going to be very good this year, but I think Baker is the better player.
Yeah, all eyes are pointing Baker, even though they're calling it a quarterback competition, but I don't think he really is. They're just saying that just for talk and maybe push Baker to be a better player. All right, we're towards the end of the show. Any closing words on the Jets? Anything we should be aware of as viewers of this beautiful game?
Yeah, I don't know if the record win loss wise is going to be very pretty at the end of the year, but I think they'll be a fun team with the weapons that they have on offense. They're very likable. They're young core, and they're going to be learning on the fly. So it might not always be pretty, but I think there's going to be some fun along the way. So. Good luck to the Jets and Zach Wilson. Hope he comes back healthy soon, and let's get after it.
And we'll probably won't see a situation where a player takes off his shirt and parades around the field, right?
Doubtful. I would say very doubtful.
Anyways, there you have it. New York Jets. Matt's very optimistic. I never seen him this optimistic in a while, so I'm looking good. Looking good for the Jets. Poll question of the day, Matt. What is your favorite item to buy at a thrift store? The options are clothes, glassware, furniture, or some board games.
I'm definitely going clothes. I hope I find something retro in the thrift store. That's always my go-to.
And hopefully a nice New York Jets t-shirt or something.
Yeah, there you go. I'm always down for that.
Or a old Joe Namath jersey.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
Sure.
Which speaking about Joe Namath, one of my friends said, hey, Garoppolo would be perfect for the Jets. He's Italian. He'll have that Joe Namath feel, but maybe not, right?
I agree with you on the Italian part. I don't know if I go as far to say the Joe Namath part, though.
True. Tough to do. Matt, what is the best way to reach you online? And tell us about your YouTube and your podcast.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much anywhere on social media that you can find me at Matt O'Leary NY. We're talking Jets over there, trying to have a good time and keep it light. I do a podcast every week called the Just Jets Podcast. Go through trending topics, answer voicemail questions. It's a lot of fun, so appreciate if you follow along.
Absolutely. Matt's a fantastic content creator. He's talented, and definitely check out content with the Jets. He has breaking news as well. You can check us out at thesportscast.net and, of course, the Sportscast One on Twitter and on Instagram. And, of course, we'll have Jersey Boys Sports Talk. They're more of a Giants show, so don't worry about that, Matt. And they're talking about the Giants. They're a little bit optimistic. They like Garoppolo in the Giants, but it's a lot to give up for the Giants to get them. They have to give up a lot of players, maybe some trade picks and whatnot. So we'll see what happens there. Anyways. NFL's coming up in 2 weeks. Pretty excited. And Matt, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Yeah, thanks again. Thanks so much for having me.
And this was your update.